Rebecca, who is in Richmond, Virginia, listening on WAVA. Hello, Rebecca. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi. I'm struggling. I'm in a relationship that is not right because he's legally married, even though we've been living together 2 years. And he's a narcissist, and I'm not calling him names. It's just he has all the textbook qualities of a narcissist, and I've been trying to leave, but he takes everything, and then he's really nice and swoos me back, the whole story, you know, and I want so bad because I have all the faith in the world in God, but I don't act on it to just trust that God's got me, and I'm just struggling to get out of this situation because God has blessed me with peace and happiness before, and I don't believe he wants me to live like this.
Alice?
And I just suggest him.
Your faith is strong, Rebecca, and your desire to get back on track with God's will for your life. So I honor that. And the fact that you're willing to be so honest with us, this must be very difficult to talk about. And I wonder, Rebecca, have you become isolated within this relationship? Do you not have girlfriends with whom you can share what you're going through?
I do, but I can only share with them over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I can go places, but then I'm accused of cheating, and I just don't go anywhere anymore, and I haven't been to church in 4 weeks.
His anger really holds you captive because you do whatever you can to not elicit his accusations. Is that right? You're trying to stay safe and keep the peace?
I just want to make him happy, but I know that the relationship is never going to be blessed because it's not right.
Mm-hmm. Does his anger remind you of anything that you grew up with? Was one of your parents angry in this sort of way?
And it's not the anger, it's the manipulation and the drug use.
Rebecca, can I just ask what your question is specifically? I want to make sure we hit your mark today. What do you want help with? What's your question?
I need suggestions. That's really of, you know, I'm trying to gather tools in my toolbox, basically, if that makes sense.
But suggestions for what? How to get out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not violent.
No, but let me tell you where I'm getting really curious about you. Where were you abandoned or left or felt to believe that you are worthless, that you don't matter?
It started with my mother and my father.
What happened?
My mom valued men more than their children, and my dad valued drugs more than anything. And there's not even a baby picture of me.
Oh, sweetheart.
Dad runs off with men, and mom runs off with men, and I had been in recovery. I've been in recovery, still sober, for almost 4.5 years, 5 years now. I lost count, but I gained that peace beyond understanding and that happiness. And the day I left to move in with him, it went away.
Yeah, of course it did. Of course it did. You know, it makes me think. The story that makes me think so much about you is the woman at the well with Jesus. Because she had been used by many men. And she had no value. She wouldn't even go get water because of feeling like she was mocked or made fun of. So she didn't go when normal people would go. And her isolation kept her sequestered until Jesus basically told her everything about her and with love and kindness. But the fact that you don't even have a baby picture tells me so much about why you are attached to someone who will love bomb you. Mm-hmm. Someone who is not, he's not faithful to you. He's not faithful to his wife, and he's not faithful to you. He's using both of you. In a way, you've kind of married your mom and your dad. I mean, you're not married. You're living with this narcissistic man who represents your mom, in that he's playing hokey pokey. He's got you on one side, and he's got his wife on the other. That's infidelity. Right? You're participating in that hokey pokey. But it's your mom's history. And then your dad's drug use. He's used drugs too. So do you realize you're living with your mom and dad and you're not being valued? You're not actually getting what you want, which is to be seen, to be heard, to be loved, to be cherished, to be wanted, to be desired, to be exclusive. You're not getting any of that.
And Rebecca, when you've been powerless against other situations, like your previous substance use, you figured the way out. And that was through safe, sober people who had what you needed. You need that again in your life. I think you've lost track of some of the ways you were able to get and maintain your sobriety. And so even though he hasn't been physically violent, I heard you say that there's a lot of violence in the way he treats you. Mm-hmm. You might consider a domestic violence shelter, which has so many resources for women in similar situations, both the counseling and the employment ways to get back on your feet if you're financially dependent on this man and that draws you back. But Rebecca, you know, you need to get back in with a sisterhood of women, with a group who can help support you and give you the courage and strength you don't have enough of on your own.
And along with that, precious Rebecca, I might suggest you see if you can find either an online or a face-to-face group of women only that have what's called love, sex, and relationship addictions. Because I think what might have happened, girl, when you got sober, and I'm so proud of you that you have 4.5 or 5 years of sobriety. I'm stinking proud of you. But what happened is that addiction got transferred over to a human being. Yeah.